And right on time. Never say you're not one to make a good first impression. Sit. Make yourself comfortable. We're here to have an honest conversation, wizard to apprentice. If you've been following the laws of magic, then there should be no reason for all this nervousness. Is there something you would like to confess to me before we begin? Interesting. Now, according to the paperwork I have in front of me, Professor Cromwell is your mentor, correct? And how has that been working out between the two of you? Does he treat you well? He's not too mean, right? That's good. That's good. In his notes, he states that you're a quick learner with a thirst for knowledge. One that borders on obsession. You've been known to stay late into the night working on some idea you've come up with. According to the paper, he says you've prepared a cloak of whispers. At your stage, that's actually really impressive. How long have you been practicing magic? You certainly have a gift for it, little star. It's not often someone with such an innate connection to the arcane passes through these halls. Usually those are the folks that become the leaders in their lands. You know that no one studies magic just for the sake of learning. It's for the benefits it brings. The power that it can hold. Becoming a high wizard on the Grand Council is one of the top honors. And this university is proud to say we have created some of the very best. You could be one of them if you apply your abilities correctly. I don't want you to fall behind on your studies because you're a little too curious. It's healthy to want to know more, but there needs to be some boundaries set in place. That's why we have the laws of magic. You've heard of them, yes? That's wonderful to hear. The first law of magic is the law of hungry stars. Magic has to come from somewhere. We're simply borrowing the star's powers. If you cast a spell to make sure you have the perfect coffee every morning, it may cause your breakfast to taste like dirt. What the stars take, it can't be predicted. The higher the ask, the higher the price. All magic costs something, and you, the caster, have to be willing to pay. You were taught all this at your previous school, weren't you? So you understand the first law? That's great. That's actually wonderful. Do you happen to remember the second one? The second is the law of permanence. Nothing created with magic can last forever without upkeep. Places like this are only able to thrive with the work of wizards like myself keeping it running. Without constant magical infusion, we would not have half of the arcane universities we have today. It's what brings beauty to what we do here. The fact that nothing stays around without our intentions. There's tears in my eyes thinking about all which we have lost simply because the knowledge has been forgotten, but that's a completely different conversation. I don't mean to get sidetracked. Let's get back to the conversation at hand. Where were we? Right, laws of magic. Were you taught the third and final rule of magic, little star? It's called the Law of the First Fool. No spell works exactly the same way every single time. There are slight differences because the powers are coming from different sources. If you cast a spell to clean your dishes, it might leave the silverware in the sink because those are not technically dishes, but they're actually silverware. You have to be careful with how you word things or else the magic could backfire onto the caster. Now, can you repeat them back to me, little star? Amazing. I wanted to go over the laws with you before I bring up this issue I've been having. You see, there's been someone on campus who has been setting off erotic spells. These spells are harmless to the individual who is casting them, as it appears they're only casting it on themselves. Probably to enhance masturbation sessions, but that's neither here nor there. The reason I bring this up is because it started to affect me. You see, the Hungry Stars have decided that whenever this particular student casts a spell on themselves, I have the same reaction. Isn't that curious? Exactly. So I've been watching everyone on campus the past few weeks. I've set up some scrying eyes to do my work for me when I can't be bothered. And for a while, nothing showed up. I was starting to convince myself that maybe it was a prank that had just gotten too far. Maybe it was a member of staff and they just didn't want to fess up and lose their job in this type of environment. That was until earlier today. One of my scrying eyes alerted me to unusual vocal patterns and light sources. Consider me shocked when I check Professor Cromwell's office and I see his apprentice in there. Struggling to cast some sort of a spell. And then the apprentice starts masturbating. Oh, and I'm not even at the best part. Not even 30 seconds later, I was starting to feel the same signs of being turned on. My pussy starts to get wet. I get the urge to conjure something to help me out. Would you like to explain yourself, little star? There's nothing you can say because you know you got caught. While this can't go unpunished, I was thinking we could work something out. It seems you're just a little too horny for your own good. Spend so many hours working with Professor Cromwell, studying their books, obsessively learning everything you can about the arcane. You're a wonderful apprentice, so it's only natural that you figured out a way to quickly blow off some steam. Magic is a wonderful aid in that department, if you're willing to risk it. High risk, high reward. Something that probably turns you on even more. Knowing just how much you're gambling with fate casting those perverted spells. You should leave it in the hands of a professional who can do it properly, like me. A few motions of my hands and I cast the same spells that you have been struggling to cast while alone. Doesn't take any time to take effect either. Instantly feeling yourself get turned on. Probably a bit more powerful than what you're used to. You are just an apprentice after all. It's not so fun when you're on the other side, is it? Under normal circumstances, this type of spellcasting would be grounds for punishment. But the way I see it, we can help each other out. You're a horny apprentice who wants to get more powerful. I'm a dean at a magical university. If you are willing to come to me instead of casting those silly spells, I would be willing to keep you on campus. Consider it quid pro quo. You help me, I help you, we both benefit. What do you say, little star? Does that sound like a good deal to you? I don't think you're going to be getting a better one, so answer quickly. I thought you would agree. That means you can't go casting your perverted spells alone. Will you be able to handle that? Then prove it to me. Right here, right now. Undress and bend over the desk for me. It's been a while since I played with a bit of magic. Eyes going wide as you slide out of your clothes. You weren't expecting me to cast such a well-hung cock between my legs. Don't worry. It's going to feel even better going inside you. Instantly, you feel yourself wet and open as you bend over, presenting your needy little hole for my attention. What would have taken you an hour to master takes me less than a minute to cast. Maybe one day you'll catch up, little star. Maybe I'll be able to fuck some of my magic into you so you get a bit stronger. I know how badly you want to catch up. Someone with natural gifts to the arcane. You feel such a connection to it. I don't blame you for rushing to learn everything you can. When you get so excited about something, you just can't help yourself. Almost like a puppy in that regard. You've got a one-track mind, little star. This is going to help you learn better. Feeling every vein, every bump of my magical cock inside you. It can even fill you up with cum. It doesn't stay very long unless I keep my intentions on it. Guess it does everything a real cock does, but better. The tip is even attached to my clit so that I feel the same pleasure you do. I get to fuck you and come without having to do anything different. It's great for me. Not that you seem to care. You're just enjoying how my breasts feel against your back as my cock fills you up. Oh, fuck. Hard nipples move with every thrust of my hips against you. Probably grateful for the desk because now you have something to completely settle your weight against. Just have to lay there and take it like a good bitch. You know, it's kind of funny that I caught you today. I've been thinking for the past few weeks, while this whole little game of yours was going on. If I didn't catch the culprit, I'm going to end up needing a desk vet. Just to keep my focus on work because I'm getting horny so fucking much throughout the day. But now that I have you caught, I think I might just turn you into one. Considering how you can barely keep it in your pants as is, you would be thrilled for a position like that, wouldn't you? I'm just taking your skills and interest into account. Maybe Professor Cromwell isn't the type of mentor you need. Maybe you need someone with a firmer hand. What do you think? When left to your own devices, you end up messing with the dean of the university. I mean, sure, it was technically by accident, but you were still doing it nonetheless. It's not like your roommate can take the fall, or one of your friends can bail you out of this one. All the consequences are yours to bear. I think for an apprentice like you, you know, giving you so much freedom, letting you work late hours on campus, it's starting to get to you. You're overworking yourself, and that's just not healthy. I think it's for your best interest if I transfer you to my care. There, I will take you on as my personal apprentice. You'll study directly underneath me. Come to me with any questions or concerns. I'll even guide you through the proper spellcasting motions. It's clear that Professor Cromwell doesn't have the discipline needed to take care of you, little star. You're just a little too curious for your own good. He can't handle all that. But I can. I know how to take care of you, how to fuck you like you need. This is what you've been craving this entire time, hasn't it? Your hand feels good, but it's just not a replacement for the real thing. Your fingers can only reach so deep. My cock makes you feel good without even trying. Don't need to reach down and touch yourself because you feel my magic flowing through you, sharing my pleasure with you. And you start to share yours with me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah, that's it, little star. Oh, there you are. Yes. Oh, that a bitch. I feel so fucking good. You're natural. Let the magic flow through you. Don't fight it. It'll feel even better if you let go. Oh, yeah, that's it. Starting to get the hang of it. Oh, yes, keep it up, little star. Going to watch you come on my cock just like this. Don't need to touch yourself to orgasms. Since you're going to be my desk pet, you're going to need to learn how to come just like this. Do you really think I would bother myself with taking time out of my busy schedule just to get you off? Oh, of course I wouldn't. Your feeling good comes from knowing you did a job well done. If you do a good enough job, maybe I'll let you come, maybe. Otherwise, you get to come on my cock or not at all. Not even going to encourage it because it's not the point. This is supposed to be punishment for not being able to keep it in your pants. Oh, yeah. If you were smart, you would have just used your hand to get yourself off. If you were clever, you would have asked one of your classmates to help out. But instead, you decided to blend your curiosity with magic. And then this is where I got you. Bent over the dean's desk, taking my magical cock like a good bitch. This is what you needed. Thought you were getting away with it. Starting to get a little bit riskier, but you just couldn't pull it off. Have you always masturbated in Professor Cromwell's room, or was that the first time? Somehow I just don't believe you. You seem so natural, locking the door, drawing the blinds, getting into position. I think you were hoping to get caught. Needed to be reminded that you're a student, not a teacher, didn't you? Oh, fuck it, there you making too many choices, it's just not good for you. You're too curious, too smart. And that's why I'm going to need to be strict with you. Oh, yes. Give you clear rules and boundaries to follow. Otherwise, who knows what will happen? Oh, yes. Clenching around me with every spank. You're the type of wizard to be given an inch and you take a mile. Oh, yeah. You are forbidden from casting those perverted spells until further notice. When you have better control over your magic. We cannot control what the hungry stars will ask for, but we can control what we give them. At my level, it's more of a barter system instead of a give and take. One day you'll get there. That is if you stay with me long enough. You have to be willing to work for this. Is that something that you're going to do? Come with me, little star. You have permission. It's all right. Come with me. Don't fight it and let go, little star. Go, go! You handled that fairly well. I honestly thought you were going to come the second I slid inside. Felt so amazing wrapped around me, little star. Did you enjoy yourself? Then you would have no problem with me making good on that promise and having you transfer to be my apprentice, would you? I'll start on the paperwork right away, then. An apprentice with a future as bright as yours is only going to be stifled under his mentorship. Professor Cromwell is going to hold you back and try to teach you to do things the traditional way. It's evident to me and anyone around you that that is not how you function. You might be a little out there, but for a wizard, that's actually a good thing. Being able to see things differently is a bonus, not a hindrance. You have the makings to be a high wizard with the right knowledge. Since you're pulling up your pants, why don't you grab your stuff from Professor Cromwell's office? It's not going to be of much use there anymore. Go ahead and get what you'll need. I'll be here working on the paperwork for your official transfer.